Good morning, everyone. We're back to bread, Baruch Hashem. If you recall our shiur before Pesach, we spoke about the fact that before Pesach, some say it's chametz, but you're allowed to eat it. Namely, it's a forbidden food that you're allowed to eat until Erev Pesach, but everyone agrees after Pesach it's bread. And because we're back to bread, I thought we'd talk about a certain kind of bread that a lot of people get mixed up, and rightfully so, because the Gemara, as we're about to see, doesn't necessarily call it bread, but it does. And a lot of people want to know what to do. What I'm talking about is mezonot versus hamotzi on what's known as grain-based foods. Things that your doctors probably tell you not to eat. Things that you usually find at one of the most Jewish festivities that we all love, a kiddush. And we'll talk about that in a moment. Let's see what we're talking about. Let's start with a beautiful Gemara in Brachos, Daf Mem Bet Amud Aleph. Rav Yehuda havi asik le'livrei berei Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva. Rav Yehuda was getting ready for the wedding of his son in the house of Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva. So, they're getting ready for the wedding. What do Jews do when they meet? As Jackie Mason says, have a piece of cake. Aitilekame pat haba'a bekisnin. They brought before him a bread that is ba'a bekisnin. Anyone know what those words mean? Pat haba'a bekisnin. It's okay, no one has to know as of yet, but try, yes? Rabbi Will Lewis.
A bread that's made of oats?
Doesn't say oats. Now that's kusamin, but nice. Okay. Now I understand why you said kismin. Okay. We don't know what that means. Kiata when it comes. Shmati the kame varche amotzi. So they brought before him this pat haba bekisnin. He made a motzi. Amarlahu. Matziti the kashmata. Did I hear chirping? What kind of chirping did I hear? That must be a derogatory term. Like, what's the chirping? Dilba hamotzi lechem min haaretz kame varche tu. Did I hear you say hamotzi? That's called cynicism in English. Amrulehu in, yes, the Tanya Rav Muna Amar Mishum Rav Yehuda, because Rav Muna said in a brayta the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Pata Babi Chisnin Mevachim Alav Amotzi. This Pata Babi Chisnin you make a motzi on. V'amar Shmuel Halacha K'Rav Muna, and that's the halacha. Amar Lehu, he said back to him, Ein Halacha K'Rav Muna. See, when you read the Gemara, Ein and In are written the same way. So I decided to do a great chesed for you, Bruce. Look what I did. I put the nikudot in. Do you know how to do that? You press caps lock in Hebrew, and you press on the numbers, and each number corresponds another nikuda. So he says, Ein halacha k'Rav Muna. No, it's not, the halacha is not like Rav Muna. Itmar amar la. V'hamar amar Shmuel, the mishmei de Shmuel, but we learn the name of Shmuel. Lachmaniyot, these kind of wafers, not lachmaniyot rolls, but lachmaniyot wafers, marvivim behu, unvachim alav amotzi. You make amotzi on wafers. The Gemara says, shani hatam, that case is different. Why? The kavaid su'udata alayu, because they made their meal out of it. Aval hecha delo kava su'udata alayu lo. But if you don't make a meal out of these wafers, you don't make amotzi. So according to this Gemara, when all the dust settles, when you take this pat haba bechistin, which we don't know what it is as of yet, if it's your meal, you make a meal out of it, what bracha do you make? Hamotzi. And if it's not a meal, hamizonos. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Simon Kuf Samech Chet, a very important simon on this issue. Pat haba bechistin, that we still don't know what it is. Mevarech alav borei minei mezonot, ulacharav bracha achat miein shalosh. You make borei minei mezonot, and afterwards, which bracha do you make? What's bracha achat miein shalosh?
The after bracha.
The after bracha, nice. What's the after bracha? Bracha achrona, nice. Which bracha achrona?
For grain,
ala michya. By the way, be very careful. Bracha achat miein shalosh is one bracha, because ala michya is one long bracha. We call it ala michya, but it depends what you eat. If you eat a grain-based product, it's ala michya. If you drink wine, you end with ala geffen, varpia geffen, you start with it too. And if you eat any of the seven species that Israel was blessed with, you say ala etz, varpia etz. But we call it ala michya. So, this pata babi chisnin usually, rule of the thumb is Barei Minei Mezonot and Ala Michya. But, Im Achal Mimeno Shiur, Shacharim Regulim Mikvoa Alav, but if you eat enough that you make a meal out of it, Alfa Pishu Lo Saveh Mimeno, even though you're not satisfied by it, I don't know, you're eating this pata baba chisni and it doesn't fill you up. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, if you start out with one, then you eat a whole meal out of it because it was very, very good. Then you start with mizonot and you end with benching. Fine. What's this pata baba chisni thing that sometimes is mizonos and sometimes is hamotzi? Usually we have lists of brachot in those little pamphlets they give out, or today in your apps on your phone. On this you make this blessing, on that you make this blessing. All of a sudden here, it's like Yom HaAtzmaut. It depends when it comes out. Namely, if you make a meal out of it, this bracha. If you don't make a meal out of it, that bracha. What's this pata baba chisdin? We have to define it. Yes?
It reminds you of pizza.
It reminds you of pizza, beautiful. Okay, Bruce, I'm going to make you crazy. I'm going to make you crazy on the pizza. That's going to be Be'ezrat Hashem our next year. Pizza is going to be a separate issue. But let's assume for a moment that yes, it's very much like the signs in the kosher pizza stores. I'm not going to agree with the signs, but that's a separate shear. But all we know for now is that this pata baba chisdin, which we don't yet know what it is, if you make a meal out of it, it's hamotzi benching. And if you don't make a meal out of it, it's mezonos al hamichya. That's what we know from the Gemara and from the Shulchan Aruch. Yes, Harold.
Your airline rolls.
Oh, boy. Okay, you're getting me into all the problems that we're going to deal with next week. Okay. Pizza and airline rolls. I want you to please, as much as possible, hold it in. It's a very not complicated, in my humble opinion, but I believe it's part of this year. You have to know this year to paskin on the shilas of pizza and what we call the airline mizonos rolls. What is colloquially called as the airline mizonos rolls. I'm hinting here to what my opinion is on it, but I won't get into it. So far, that's all we know. There's a pata baba chisnin in the Gemara. We do know that the bracha is sometimes mizonos and sometimes hamotzi. Depends if you make a meal out of it or not. So what is this pata baba chisnin? Comes the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Samechet Se'iv Zayin. See, if I would have written the Shulchan Aruch, and of course Rav Yosef Karo wouldn't consult with me, but had he consulted with me, he would have said, I would have said, first say what it is in Siman Aleph, and then we'll go into the halachos. But he doesn't do that. In Siman Vav, he says, sometimes it's mezonos, sometimes it's amotzi. And then the next Siman, he says, oh, you know what Pata Baba Chisdin is? I'll tell you. The truth is, he's following the Gemara. The Gemara starts out, our holy Gemara starts with which Mishnah? Me'imatai korin et ha-shma ba'arvid. When do you start saying Shema? At night. First of all, what's Shema? Second of all, what's Ma'ariv? Third of all, what's night? If you would have asked me, I would have said, first define this, then we'll go into the halachos, the details. But they didn't consult me either there. Rabbi and Rava didn't consult me. They wouldn't have consulted me anyway. But I'm just saying, had they consulted me, I would have done it differently. In the Shulchan Aruch, for some reason, I don't know why, see, if Vav says the halacha, Mizonos Amotzi, and then Siv Zayin says, what is this Pata Baba Chisdin? So I'm going to make it very simple. But you have a question first.
Yeah, it's interesting that our whole system doesn't follow Rabbi Shmuel's perspective. The Torah speaks the language of man. We all know more or less what Shema, what night. And
yeah.
We have to get like, it's law school.
You're correct. You're correct. When the Gemara was written in the Mishnayos, they assumed you knew the Kol HaTorah Kula, so therefore they can go right into the details. They assume that you know everything. We're not at that level today, unfortunately.
I mean, it doesn't have to be just colloquial language?
No, I don't think so. No, I think that the Gemara assumed, when it started, the Mishnah said, you know what Ma'ariv is, you know what Shacharis is, you know what Mincha is. Now we can tell you the details. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily so. But anyway, we know that Pata Baba Chisdin is sometimes mezonos, sometimes amotzi. Therefore, the bracha achrona will change. If you say mezonos, the bracha achrona is ala michya. And if it's amotzi, the bracha achrona is benching. So, what is Pata Baba Chisdin? Comes to Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Samechet Se'iv Zayin in Orach Chaim and says, there's three different Pat Baba Chisdins, plural. Number one, we're going to make it very simple, the Knish. Or the Borekas, depending where you come from. Yesh Mefarshim, Pacha Asui Kimin Kisim, Shememalim Oto Dvash, or Sukar Ve'egozim, Shkedim Betavlin. So you know, you take a piece of dough, you take another piece of dough, and in the middle you fill it. That's why it's called pata baba chisdin, a filled piece of pot, a filled piece of bread. A normal piece of bread is a piece of bread. Here it's not a normal piece of bread, it's a piece of bread that comes with it, within it something else. Like, look into your minds and think, what do I think of? Borekas. A knish. A twinger, maybe. Yeah, yeah. Any of those things that, let's just say, you have a piece of dough with a filling. You want to make it simple. The first pshat is the apple pie pshat. Second pshat, the cake pshat. A normal piece of cake. V'yesh omrim. When you take a piece of cake, you say, this is a sweet piece of cake. When you take a piece of bread, you say, this is a piece of bread that has absolutely no taste. I need to add a little butter, a little jelly, something to it. So here you have a piece of bread that's already with taste. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the second pshat is the cake pshat. So the first pshat is the apple pie, and the second one's the piece of cake. And what's the third pshat? The cracker pshat. V'yesh mefarshim, shehu pat, ben metubelet, ben shena metubelet, either with taste or without taste. So think about the crackers in your local supermarket, with the sesame seeds and the taste and the onions, or without the sesame seeds and onions. Shosim utam ke'avim yevashim v'kosasim utam. So very simple. We have three different shots as to what a pat haba b'kisnin is. Either a piece of apple pie, or a piece of cake, or a cracker. Any of the above says, the Shulchan Aruch v'halacha kidivrei kulam. The halacha is like all of the above. So any of the above, the following halacha will apply. If you eat a cracker, or you eat a piece of cake, or you eat an apple pie, if you make a seuda out of it, what's the bracha? Hamotzi and benching. And if you don't make a seuda out of it, if you don't, mizonos v'halamichya. So what exactly is happening here? What do you mean make a seuda? So we finally know now what pat haba b'kisnin is. At least there's three kinds. But what does it mean? Dekavasu data alayhu in the Gemara. Or as the Shulchan Aruch says, imachal mimeno shiur sha'achirim regilim mikvo alav. What does those words mean? And this is a huge machlokas which will have ramifications beyond comprehension as to how and what bracha you're going to make when you eat a piece of cake. So what does it mean? You koveya seuda. We know now what pat haba b'kisnin is. We know it's halachos. We just don't know what kavasuda means.
Is this the only source that we're going to use for this?
Yeah?
It's a big topic. No other Gemara discusses it.
This Gemara discusses it, and it's a huge topic today because we have a lot of grain-based products. But no, this Gemara is pretty simple. Yes, Rabbi Lewis.
I find very interesting that Sfardim have a custom of having egg matzah before Pesach.
Yeah.
And when it comes out, let's say on Shabbat or Friday.
Ashkenazim and also have that custom.
Making a motzi on egg matzah,
mm-hmm,
and benching on it.
Ashkenazim also, we'll talk about that in the shir. But which of the three definitions is egg matzah like, in your opinion?
Crackers.
The crackers. Very good. So what's happening here? We know what... Yes.
What's it, the shir?
Oh, let's talk about it. What does it mean, kavasuda? So comes along the Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim, Rav Yisrael Meir a Kohen Miradin, and says, the Mesafkina de Pat haba b'kisnin mayu. We don't know what really Pat haba b'kisnin is. The Shulchan Aruch gave us three definitions. Ve'avta mechaber pasak la'akel b'chulau, ha'ena mishum de safek de rabbanon la'akel. Ve'en yitzrichin lo levarach ha'motzi berkat mazon kishar pat. And he brings the Dagon Mevavar and many other poskim that say like this. Why did the Gemara go so easy on us? Why did Chazal go so easy on us, on the borekas, the cake, and the cracker? Safek brachot la'akel. And therefore, they said, if you make a meal out of it, which we'll discuss what that means later, you make a motzi. But if you don't, hamazonos is good enough. Now, you understand the difference. If you make a motzi, you have to wash. You have to sit down. Hamotzi, a big, long benching. If you make a mazonos, in your mouth, in and out, ala michya, the kiddush can be 2 minutes.
Isn't benching deraita?
Yes.
So it's not a rabbanan issue.
No, we don't know. Safik brachot lahaka would apply even to brachos d'oraisa. And we said earlier that yes, when it comes to eating the meal, if you eat a meal out of it, that. So basically comes the bir halacha and says a very simple thing. If you eat enough, if you eat a lot, it's a meal. And if you eat a little, it's a snack.
So you have to define...
So it basically, we have to define in a few moments what's a little and what's a lot. And we'll get to that.
Oh, yes.
What's a little, what's a lot. But the first pshat in understanding what kavasuda is, a little versus a lot. Quantity. Now, that's the first pshat. So let's just go over what we said. Pata babekisnin. If you're koveya seuda on it, which means you eat a lot, the brachas hamotzi and benching. And if you're not koveya seuda, which means you eat a little bit, mizonos and alamichya. That's what the Bir Halacha says based on Safik the Rabbanan the Kula. Who disagrees with him is the Kesef Mishnah. Now, who wrote the Kesef Mishnah? The regular Mishnah? No. The Kesef Mishnah. He's on the Rambam, correct. The Perush on the Rambam. None other than our own Rav Yosef Karo. He wrote many things. One of them is the Kesef Mishnah. Look on the left side of the page. Says the Kesef Mishnah. לא קבו חכמים לברך המוצי ושלוש פרחות, אפילו בחזיית, אלא בלחם שדרך בני אדם לקבוע עליו. דהיינו, עיסה שינו של ממים לבד בלי שום תערובת. The Chachamim said you make a motzi even if you eat just a kezayit. What's a kezayit? It's not a lot. What's a kezayit? Think of a matchbox. That's how much it is. They said you have to, if you eat even a crumb like that, that much, not a crumb, a kezayit worth, a matchbox of something that you usually make a meal out of, you make a motzi. But, says the Kesef Mishneh, kol sheyesh ba mishum ta'arovet mimei perot o mitavlin, but if you have these sweet things in it, kevan she'en derech b'nei adam likvo asu'udatan alav, because usually people don't make a meal out of these things. In other words, they don't call it food, they call it dessert. Very good. לא חייבו לברך המוצי ושלוש ברכות. אלא אם כן, אחר שירת יש דרך בן אדם לקבוע עליו. So it comes along the Kesef Mishnah and says, it's not based on ספק דרבנן לכולה and a lot versus a little. It's based on something very simple. What do people call it? Do they call it a snack, dessert? Or do they call it a meal, breakfast, lunch, or dinner? Now, the Bir Halacha brings this as well in the name of Rabbi Akiva Iger and the Mamar Mordechai, etc. This is a huge machlokas. Everyone agrees that pata babi chisnin is one of the three things. Either a cracker, a piece of cake, or like a borekas. Everybody agrees if you're koveya seuda, it's hamotzi. If you don't have koveya seuda, it's mizonos. The big question is, what's koveya seuda mean? Does it mean quantity? Or does it mean quality? Does it mean quantity mean you're eating a lot? Or does it mean quality, namely it's a snack versus a meal? Now think in your mind a minute of the various things that come into these definitions. And let's see what happens.
Why is it relative to what you're eating about meal? If you're all you grab is a piece of cake and a cup of coffee, that's your meal.
That's exactly the nafka mina. In other words, when you grab a piece of cake, are you grabbing it because it's a snack? Or you're saying, no, this is my breakfast. Every day I eat breakfast, one of the three important meals of the day, on this piece of cake. That's the Kesef Mishnah's way of looking at
it. So if it's a percentage of...
Others, however, will say, I don't care what you think. You think many thoughts. Some of them are nice, some of them are not nice. You can think all you want. What's the one defining factor for us? How much you eat. If you eat five pieces of cake, people will say it's a meal. If you eat one piece of cake, people will say it's a snack.
Even though for you it wasn't.
Or to be more precise, we don't care if it's a snack or a meal. We care about how much you eat. Snack meal is the second pshat. So basically, to sum up, what we said until now. Everybody knows that pata babi chisnin is one of the three things we said. Everybody knows that if you're koveya seuda, it's mizonos, and if you're koveya seuda, it's amosi, if you're not koveya seuda, it's mizonos. What does the word koveya seuda mean? Some say, you eat a lot of it. And others say, you eat even a kezayit, as long as it's a meal for you. So, I'm not going to discuss pizza today, because that's a whole different kettle of fish, but now you can begin to understand the signs in some of the pizza stores. You come in, if you eat two, three slices, hamotzi. And if you eat one slice, mizonos. What is that based on? Which of the two pshats?
Whether you cover a meal or not.
Right. Based on quantity. Mm-hmm. Very good. So that's enough gaminas. That's
but,
enough gaminas.
One slice of pizza might be a meal
for a child.
Okay, we're going to get into pizza next week, but now we're going to get into it very nicely. First nafkamina, gentlemen. Matzah during the year. It's very known. Rav Avadya Yosef and a tshuva and chela gimel, they make mizonos. And the Ashkenazim make hamotzi all year. Now, Tzitzel Yezer says hamotzi, the Yechavei Dat says mizonos, it goes back to Rishonim, Achronim. I've put it on the sheet as the machloket between Rav Avadya Yosef on the one hand and the Tzitzel Yezer on the other. Very nice. What's that based on? Very simply. Matzah looks like the cracker pshat, right? Okay. So it's pata babechistin. Okay. If you say, like the pshat, you eat a lot, a little, well, let's think about this. Says Rav Avadya Yosef, during the year, who's stupid enough to eat so much matzah? You get constipated, it's not good for you, it ruins your stomach. During the year, if you're going to eat a piece of matzah, it's a snack, it's like taking a cracker at a kiddush. Therefore, it's mizonos. If you eat a lot of it, okay, then it's already a meal. There's one time a year, for lack of bread, that we eat a lot of it. When is that?
Pesach.
So on Pesach itself, it's mamotzi. Okay. Come to Tzitzel Yezer and says, let me ask you a question. You go to the supermarket. There's different rows in the supermarket. There's rows for diapers. There's rows for fruits and vegetables. There's rows for snacks. And there's rows for things that we eat at a meal. Where would you put the matzah? In the snack row or in the meal row? Says the Tzitzel Yezer, you put it in the meal row. When do you eat matzah? When you sit down and you want to eat matzah. You eat matzah with butter. You eat matzah with jelly. You eat matzah with cream cheese. You're not eating matzah as a snack. You're not saying, you know what, let's watch a movie. Great, let's take something. Popcorn. No, I want popcorn. Let's take matzah. We'll eat matzah while we watch the movie. Says the Tzitzel Yezer, what are you, nuts? Of course you don't take matzah when you go ahead and you watch a movie. It's not a snack. It's a meal. And because it's a meal, it's a multi. You see how these two things play out on matzah all year. Again, on Pesach everybody agrees because there's no bread, but during the year you understand how those two things play out. But let's go to the second nafkamina, which is even better. And this is, again, I don't want to paskin today on pizza, but this particular machlokas, if you want to remember this whole shiur, it's going to be based on the following. Picture in your mind a pizza, and picture in your mind that huge pretzel they sometimes sell. You know those huge pretzels that you need that piece of paper under that's always burning your hands and you have to, you know what I'm talking about. And salty, yeah, very good. Let me ask you a question. What is that made out of?
Dough. Water.
Water and flour. That sounds like bread to me, but wait a minute. That's not bread, that's a pretzel. That is our pata babechistin. Now you take pizza. So what's pizza? So many people will say, oh, it's pata babechistin. You know what it is? Which pshat? Let's say it's a piece of cake. That's not a piece of cake. It's a cracker. No, it's like the burekas, right? It fits a dough with a filling. Okay, wait a minute. So you have these two things in mind. So what's the bracha? So the rule of the thumb is like this. This machlokes, whatever you paskin on the big pretzel, you're going to paskin the opposite on pizza. What do I mean? Anybody want to understand what I mean? It's very simple. If you paskin that it all depends on how much you eat, then the big pretzel is a lot. We're not talking about a kezayit already. It's above a kezayit, right? So maybe it's an amotzi. But if you say, I don't care how much you eat, you can eat a lot or a little. It depends on, do you call it snack or do you call it a meal? Does anyone in their right mind say, I'm going to eat lunch? Oh, what are you eating for lunch? I'm going to eat a pretzel. No one says that.
But if you dip the pretzel into something.
But, quite frankly, gentlemen, quite frankly, if you paskin on a pretzel that it's a snack, and therefore you can eat five of those big pretzels, even though it's basically flour and water, dough, but it's a snack, you'll still make amazonos, take the same question, and you're going to turn it over with pizza. If you say that you can eat five of those big pretzels and it's still mizonos, then gentlemen, what's the bracha on pizza?
Mizonos?
I guess mizonos, if you can eat five.
Again, if you can eat five of those pretzels and you say, I'm eating 25 kezeitim of pretzels, but it's still mizonos because it's a snack, then what's the bracha on one crumb of pizza? Hamotzi. Why? Because pizza is lunch. Pizza is dinner. Pizza is a meal. On the other hand, if you say it's all based on not the snack versus meal, but quantity, then turn it around. Pizza is pata babikisnin. It's like the apple pie pshat, let's say. Not the borekos pshat. So, rules and regulations are pata babikisnin, one slice, two slice, etc. What's the big pretzel? That's not pata babikisnin. That's a real piece of bread. We call it a pretzel, but I don't care what you call it. You can call it a snack, you call it a meal. It's a real piece of bread. It's dough. It's flour and water. You eat it, you have to wash. You understand how this plays out? Forget about the big pretzel. Take a bag of pretzels. You're eating a bag of pretzels in front of your TV. If you say it's based on quantity, you're eating a lot of them. Maybe you have to wash before you start eating pretzels. But if you say, I don't care how much you eat. Kavas suda doesn't mean quantity. It means, do you call it snack or do you call it a meal? No one in their right mind would say, I'm eating pretzels as a meal, unless they're stuck in an airport with no kosher food. Nobody in their right mind will say, what are you eating for dinner tonight? I'm eating pretzels. Oh, sounds delicious, very nutritious. I'm sure your doctor's proud of you. On the other hand, if you say, I'm eating pizza for dinner, people will say, oh, it makes sense. So how this plays out is exactly, every time someone asks me, what's the bracha on pizza? I say, there's different shittas. What bracha do you make on a big pretzel? Whatever they say, it's going to be
the opposite
on the pizza. So, if you go with the snack versus meal pshat, versus do you go with quantity? Now, if you do go with the quantity pshat, like some of the signs in the pizza store, and this leads us to the end of the shiur, gentlemen, then we have to ask, so how much is the quantity of a meal? If you say, we don't care what you think. You can say pretzels are a meal, pretzels is a snack. We just care about one thing. Is it quantity versus quality? Excuse me, quantity versus quantity. How much? So, turn the page, please, and let's see. What is kviat su'uda? What is indeed a kviat su'uda according to that second, that first pshat, you have to eat a lot? So, we look in the Torah, we look in the halacha, and we have to look, like we did throughout the year, at different precedents in halacha, in which we find that they define how much is considered a meal. So, what precedent can you think of? You live in an apartment building, and everyone's Shomer Shabbos, and there's no Eruv in the city. What do you need to do? An Eruv Chatzeros. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to collect from each person a little kemach, and you're supposed to put it in one part. We usually take matzahs today because it stays for a while. So, if that's the case, then how much is it? Look on the left side. The Mishnah Berurah says, G'day Achilas Pras, 3 to 4 beitzim. That's not so much. That's not so much. On the other hand, people say, wait a minute, that's for an Eruv Chatzeros at the Derabbanan, Rosh Shlomo HaMelech Mirat HaKana. What's a meal? Let's go to the place where the Jewish people ate a meal. Where is the first place we know Jewish people ate? In Gan Eden, they ate what they weren't supposed to eat. Later on in the Torah, they ate. In the when is the first time God said, this is what I'm giving you to eat? Gezintahate, the man. How much was the man? The man was 43.5 beitzim approximately. So one meal would be half of that, which is 21 beitzim approximately.
Per person.
So you have to have all, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yes. That's a lot. So either it's like the Eruv, Chatzeros, that's precedent number one, which is a little. We're talking about not too many pretzels. Or we're talking about a big meal. We're talking about a bag of pretzels. And those are two different, very, very, very different extreme points of view. Comes along the Gra and says, Geshir Sudak Fua. You know, the Gra was very careful when he wrote on the Shulchan Aruch. Everything was written. He had probably erased words. So you have to understand. He wrote three words, Geshir Sudak Fua. Like a meal. What does that mean? Explains the Igros Moshe Rav Moshe Feinstein in a beautiful tshuva, Chelek Gimel Siman Lamed Bet. Ki achilat adam beinoni b'chol medina u'medina, shomdim shiyesh medinot sholchlin me'at v'yesh sholchlin harbei. V'gam b'skenim mukefim midat achilat zakein beinoni. U'v'narim b'nei yud gimel v'yud dalet, hem kebeinoni minar d'shanim eilu. What does Rav Moshe Feinstein say? Exactly what's, I forgot who said at the beginning of this year. Well, it depends who you are. If you're an older man, you don't eat much. If you're a younger kid, you don't eat much. If you're middle-aged, you eat a lot. You eat too much. It really depends on each person. What do we consider a meal in this day and age? And therefore, Rav Moshe Feinstein comes along and says the following. Everyone ready for this? And in this country, where's Rav Moshe Feinstein functioning?
America.
America. Because of the great blessing of Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have a lot of money and we eat a lot. Then, what's going to happen? Nimtza, shebemedina zo hu shiur katan la'be anashim. Ot pachot megimu beitzim. It could very well be that in this country, namely America, since we have meals, Baruch Hashem, we have money, therefore, it could very well be that for us, a meal is, whatever it is, that's the shear of Kviyat Seudah. So we have three different points of view. If you go with the pshat of snack versus meal, we don't have to deal with this whole question. It's very simple. What do you call it? Do you call pizza a snack, or do you call it a meal? You call it a meal? Hamotzi. You call it a snack? It continues to be a snack. Eat. Gesinte heit. You go on a plane, you get a mizonos roll, quote unquote. I'm not dealing with that today. But if I was dealing with it today, I'd say, let me ask you a question. It looks like a roll, it smells like a roll, it's functioning like a roll. There's a piece of bread here, a piece of bread here, and there's in the middle of it a piece of salami or a piece of cheese. Not together, but a piece of salami and a piece of cheese. Either or. What would you call that, a snack?
A meal.
A meal! Well, according to that pshat, we don't have to deal with this whole question. But according to the second pshat, it's based on how much you ate. We have three different ways of understanding it. Either it's like the midbar, which is a lot of food, or it's like the eruv chatzeros, which is a little bit, or says Rav Moshe Feinstein, based on the gra, depends how much people eat at a meal in this country. So if everyone in that particular country has very small meals, I was in a country in Europe recently where we were very disappointed by the food because we felt that every meal didn't have enough food. It was like one carbohydrate, one protein, and one vegetable. Wasn't enough for us. But maybe in that country,
vodka.
They're going to make a motzi long before I'll make a motzi. What do I mean? I'll make a motzi when I'm satisfied, when I'm up there. They're going to make a motzi long before me. Do you understand the ramifications of what I just said? If you go to a kiddush on Shabbos, what we have to deal with? So if you go to a kiddush on Shabbos, and with this we end, and they have... don't have a piece of bread, but they make el, like the shita to go on him. It's good enough to have kiddush b'mkom seuda with mizonos, like many of the kiddushes today. And they have a piece of cake. Kogel will never be hamotzi. It's not one of the three pshatim. But they have a piece of cake. So let's see. What's the bracha on a piece of cake? If you go by the snack versus meal pshat, what's the bracha?
Mizonos. But you're going to go
enjoy yourself. You're going home afterwards to eat a real meal. This is a snack. Good. But if you say, no, it's based on quantity, well, let me ask you a question. You eat a piece of cake, and then another piece of cake, and then a cookie. Aren't we getting close to a meal here?
But that wasn't your intention.
Does it make a difference what your intention is? You are now going to eat a meal. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that if you started a little bit, and then you ate and ate and ate... Shabbos gives you in the Shema Yetera, Rashi explains that means you have more room to eat and you don't get sick. Well, okay. Hamotzi. Now I'm going to put in a monkey wrench. Ready for the monkey wrench? Comes along the Magen Avraham, the last source on the page, and says, Nirali dimu kavasuda alav, afa pishachayim, obasar, bedvarim achirim, eilu, the eilu achlu levad, lo yasavemen, of iluhachim, of rechamotzi, vegimu brachot. Comes the Magen Avraham, the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees, and says, when you say kviyat suda, do you say, okay, I have to eat five pieces of cake? But let's say you're at a kiddush. What's in the kiddush? You have tuna fish, you have cake, you have crackers, you have herring. What's the bracha on herring? Shahakal. What's the bracha on crackers?
Mizana.
So you're eating five crackers, you're eating one cracker with five pieces of herring. How you're not going to get dehydrated afterwards, beyond me. But let's assume you do this. Says the Magen Avraham, the bracha becomes, everything becomes one meal.
Right.
So you don't go ahead and say, well, how many crackers did I eat? You say, how much did I eat altogether? So if you have crackers with tuna fish and egg salad and herring on one plate, that's already, you're getting close to the Shiur Kviyat Seudah. Oh my gosh, we have a problem at the Kiddush. A big problem at the Kiddush. And indeed, the Igros Moshe of Moshe Feinstein says, and I love these words, listen very carefully, Lachen tzarich lizaher b'chatuna. If you don't want to wash at a meal, why would you want to wash at a meal of a wedding? Because there's a halacha in Maseches Brachos that if you go to a meal of a wedding, Kol anehenam misudat chatan vekala, you enjoy the meal. Ve'ino mesamcho, but you don't make him happy. And explain to Rishon, it doesn't mean dancing with him, it means
benching
and saying shever brachas, it's a terrible thing. So you don't want to get into that, so you don't wash. What do you do? The Rosh Hashanah is living in America. So what do? You have a new thing that Jews didn't have for many years. It's called a shmorg, or a smorgasbord for those that want to be politically correct. What is that, the smorgasbord? You have everything but bread. But do you have mizonos there? Yeah. And with on the same plate, with the cracker, whatever they give, you have a lot. Based on what we just said, that Kviyat Suda is not just based on the grain, but it's based on everything on your plate, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, you ready for this? Shelo yochal ha-mini cakes. Only Rav Moshe, I wonder what's going to happen in 25 years. Are people going to know what that means? Shelo yochal ha-mini cakes, teyesh alayu teruta le-dinahama. The mini cakes has a tzura of a pot, because it's made out of grain. Te'in yochal haf me'at cake, if he eats just a little bit cake, if you eat a piece of cake, I'm looking at this piece of cake, I'm saying a piece of cake is more than a matchbox. You know, that's already getting close to what I usually eat in a meal. According to the Magen Avraham, you don't just go ahead and say, well, how much dough is really am I eating? No, it all comes together, whatever's on the plate. And this meal, what do? You take a little piece of bread, then you take a lot of meat, and a lot of potatoes. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, it doesn't make a difference. You cannot eat without washing. Now, I want us to be simple. If we go by the snack versus meal pshat, you can eat as much cake as you want. Eat your heart out. Unless you make a meal out of it, which doesn't make sense to me. But if you go ahead and you say, no, it's based on how much you eat, then guess what happens? You go to a kiddush, you take one little cracker, but you fill your plate up with every other shahakol. It all becomes one. And therefore, you have to bench. Have you seen that at kiddushes?
No.
So what basically I have suggested to people at kiddushes is one of two things. One, stay away from the cracker. You have to have a mizonos, right? That's the halacha. So if you want to makel and have kiddush b'mkom suda just with a mizonos, go to the kugel. A kugel can never become mizonos. Hamotzi. Why? Why can't kugel become hamotzi?
It's sweet. It's like cake.
No, because it doesn't go with the three definitions we said. It's not a cracker, it's not an apple pie, and it's not a piece of cake. It's a noodle. Okay? So that's what I suggest to people that want to wash. Or, better yet, because of this suffix,
bench.
Go with a lechem mishneh to a kiddush, have a little two rolls, go wash, and you'll have no issue. Then for sure you have to wash, and then you can eat all you want and you bench. If, however, you want to eat just a cracker with the herring and the egg salad, the tuna fish, whatever they're serving, you're beginning to get into a shaila, well, is this a snack or is this a meal? And again, if you go by the snack versus meal, everyone will agree, a kiddush is a snack, it's a snack before the meal. On the other hand, wait a minute, a kiddush is more like a smorgasbord. Mm-hmm. You know, we have snack, pretzels, we have a meal, we sit down at a table, then we have something in between the Jews made up called a kiddush. Now, is that a snack or a meal? It's something in between. Those kiddushes are very problematic from the Hilchos Brachos point of view. From social points of view, it's a wonderful, wonderful invention the Jewish people made. We have a kiddush, we come together, we have a wonderful time. From Hilchos Brachos points of view, we have a little bit of a problem here at this kiddush. Yeah?
My wife has celiac, and she always has a problem with that in terms of Shabbat. And she asked Rav Golan,
yeah,
Shiloh, what should she do?
Yeah.
Because, you know, she can't eat anything,
okay,
that has grain in it.
Right.
So he told her, you can bench, even though you're not having anything,
okay,
that vaguely has grain in it, because you're Koveya Suda.
Interesting. We'll deal with that some other time.
Yeah.
Rav Yoel Ben Nun, I believe, says the same thing. It's a very interesting point of view. But assuming you don't have celiac and you do eat the grain, then when you go to a shmorg or when you go to a kiddush, then we have a big problem, because we can't say it's a snack. On the other hand, we don't say it's a meal. It's bidiyuk in between. That's why I say it's a monkey wrench. So to sum up, gentlemen, we talked today about a very beautiful thing called pataba b'chisnin, which either means a piece of apple pie, a piece of cake, or a cracker. And we said, if you're koveya se'uda, what's the bracha?
Hamotzin.
If you're not koveya se'uda,
mezonos.
What's koveya se'uda mean? What's koveya se'uda mean? We gave two interpretations. One is snack versus meal. Therefore, we don't care how much you eat. And the other one is quantity. If it's quantity, we saw the machlokas. And therefore, we said, well, any way you slice it, when you get to a kiddush on Shabbos, you got yourself a big problem. Because if you say snack versus meal, I don't know, it looks a little like a meal to me. I mean, let's be honest. A kiddush looks like a bris in the middle of the week without the bagels. Correct? So what do you call that? A meal? I can't call it a snack. On the other hand, quantity. Well, quantity. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan will say you didn't need enough crackers. But the Magen Avraham says, hey, if you have one cracker on your plate and every other shahakal on that plate, that's kviat zehuda. Therefore, I suggested at kiddushes, either stay with the kugel, the noodle kugel, obviously, or wash on two pieces of challah, bring it with you to shul, and therefore you've solved the problem of brachos. So even though kiddushes are wonderful, and we encourage them, and we think they're wonderful and terrific, and people get together socially, from Hilchos Brachos, we have a challenge. Now, gentlemen, I want to be honest with you. We did not deal with the biggest issue, and that is pizza, Frank's in the blankets, and so on, which we'll deal with next time, because that has another monkey wrench I'm going to put into it. But suffice it to say today, that based on what we said today, what bracha would you make on Frank's the blankets or pizza?
Well,
if you go with the snack versus meal.
It's a snack.
It's a snack.
Frank, a pig in a blanket?
A pig in a blanket is not a snack, it's a meal.
You have one thing in a kiddush?
Oh, one thing in a kiddush. Maybe it's a snack, maybe it's a meal. Okay, we have to think about it. Okay. If you go with quantity, depends how much you eat.
You and I were recently.
I once made a kiddush and I did the same thing. I said, I have chalos because of this topic, what we just said. So, the guy said exactly what you said. He said, you have chalos, you have to have a bigger kiddush. I said, excuse me, what is the difference between taking one little cracker and filling your plate up with cholent and kugel and kishka and chicken versus taking one little piece of bread and filling your cake, your plate up with exactly the same things? He says, well, you have to wash. I said, no, that's their problem, not your problem. It's exactly the same thing. The only difference is, here you wash, and there you didn't wash. Fine, maybe you have to wash for a cracker, because you're koveya se'uda. But you're not koveya se'uda. I said, but en kiddush ela b'mkom se'uda. So I guess it is a se'uda. I never thought of that. My whole life I did kiddushes. No one ever said, well, if it's met in kiddush from concert, maybe it has to be a se'uda. Now, again, there's another point of view. We said it before. But I absolutely agree with Dr. Daniel. I think it's a very good idea at kiddushes to have a lecha mishneh because ultimately there is a suffix on brachos. And quite frankly, maybe we're making the wrong bracha. And we're doing it on Shabbos Kodesh. And we're doing it at the holiest time of the week. It might be a problem. And therefore, I think it might be a good idea to stay with the kugel and stay away from the crackers. Or if you take the crackers, start being a little reluctant about what bracha you're going to make. Look, I think a wrap, we're going to deal next week with a wrap. We're going to deal with the mezonos rolls, quote unquote. We're going to deal with the Franks and the blankets, etc. I will just tell you like this. I don't know many people in the world that will call a wrap a snack.
Especially mimuna. Those.
Okay, except for at the mimuna, perhaps. But in general, people don't call it a snack. So from that shot point of view, it's a motzi, it's no issue. If you say, no, it's like a cracker, it's in between a cracker and a piece of cake, then you have to say, well, how much do you eat? Well, you do eat, thank God, a good wrap. So I'm pretty sure that the bracha would be hamotzi, but again, the wrap, some people say there's not enough grain there. Now we'll go again to this machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Aruch HaShulchan. Namely, do you go ahead and say how much grain is in there, or do you say, no, how much are you eating altogether? If you go by how much you're eating altogether, then quite frankly, you're eating quite a lot. On the other hand, if you just go by the grain, maybe there's a little less than what you think. So gentlemen, maybe until today you thought that eating pretzels is no big deal. I hope today you understand it is a big deal. It's a big deal. If you go with the snack versus meal pshat, it's not a big deal. Eat as much as you want. But if you go with the other pshat, or maybe indeed, you know, pretzel after pretzel after pretzel, it becomes a meal. Depends how long the movie is. On the other hand, as I said earlier, if you want to sum up this shiur, very simple. What bracha do you make on the big pretzel? The opposite will be true for pizza. The pizza and the franks and the blanks, etc. That's the best way to remember everything we said today.